Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Oakland of Heron Lake Okemino Fulda Coyote Girls Basketball. And, Coach, you know, last time we talked, we were previewing the season, and, you know, we were looking at that, a little showcase over there in Wabasso. And, you know, we knew that first game of the season was going to be a tough one against McRae. You know, they were expected to be all what they are right now, early parts of the season. Really good ball club there. Unfortunately, you guys took that loss 75-41, but able to bounce back the next day against Wabasso and get the 47-45 win. I'm sure, you know, after that tough one against McRae, you're happy to see the girls bounce back and get that second or that first win of the season.
Yeah, I mean, going into the Wabasso tip-off was you're playing, I think right now, the number three team in Class A in McRae, and they have some really good players in Jansen and Thiessen, and it's how do you match up against that? How do you play against that level of team that is so high up there and is going to be a dominant force? And I thought a majority of the first half we played pretty well. We got them, I think, to take some shots that maybe weren't their first or second option in their offense. What really struggled us was the rebounding, was they got so many second chance opportunities that they were able to extend that lead and then kind of just pushed it away in the second half. But even though, like, the score doesn't look great, we talked after that game was a really good team and you played some good minutes against them. So there was a lot of positives still to take away from that game. And then turning around, we played a Wabasso team that we played last year, and they are much improved. They can handle the ball. They move it in the offense a little bit better. And we just didn't, I think, initially play the defensive standard that we want to be. So we had to get after them a little bit and talk about ball pressure and boxing out. And we got a little lead, and then, you know, we just had to finish the game off and get some stops and make some free throws, and we're able to do that at the end. So we came away with a win, but there was a lot of things from that tip-off that we had to fix. But there was also some good things there that we were able to show the girls and say, hey, like, you did this against two teams that worked, so we'll continue at that. But these are some good options for us on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, good to get that win there against Wabasso. And, you know, turning right around on a Tuesday before the holiday week. And, you know, you guys had to go on the road and play a Southwest Minnesota Christian team that, you know, maybe not the juggernaut that they've been in the past, but a real tough place to play and a program that knows winning. But you guys able to go on the road and get that win 55-33.
Yeah, Edgerton is a tough place to play. Southwest Christian, the fans are there. They support them. They're loud. It's something that your mindset going in is you have to kind of take them out of it if you have that opportunity. And coming off that Wabasso game, we really focused on rebounding because we did not box out at all up at Wabasso. So we had 2 days of practice to figure out how to rebound. So going into that game was we need to put some rebounding and we need to put some ball pressure on them, and we will be successful and make sure that we're in our shell defense and our rotations. And I thought our defense really started and lighted us up, or lit us up for what we needed to do offensively. We were able to do all the things that we asked for. We out-rebounded them. We got them to do turnovers. We were rotating so that when they made their extra pass, we were there for a steal or a deflection. So defensively, it was probably one of our best games as a group that we've had in the last 2 or 3 years. We just all were in sync with each other. And then with that was once you get some stops and you get some momentum on that side, we were able to run the floor, move the ball. Renee was making shots. Ashton was making shots. People were able to get to the basket. So, like, our defense really sparked our offense. And then, you know, we just kind of made a couple shots with some girls and the basket started to open up for everybody else. And we just had this sense of confidence throughout the whole game, which was great to see because as a program, we have never beat Southwest Christian ever. So we kind of went in there. We did our thing. They went on a little run to start the second half and we called a timeout and just said that, hey, like, that was it. They had their 3 minutes and we have to get back to what we were doing and focus on us. And then our girls came back out and swung again and we just kind of pushed that lead back out and we just played extremely well on both sides of the ball that game.
Absolutely. Good to get that big win there against Southwest Christian on the road. And then had a bit of a break for the holidays and came right back the following Tuesday. A home game against Russell Tyler Ruth. And we were there for that matchup. And, you know, the first half looked like Salentini and Reynolds hitting from downtown. I don't think, you know, I could be wrong, but I don't think you had a two-point bucket until about 2 minutes to go in the first half. The three-point ball was there for you. Solid defense throughout. You know, RTR, solid team. They, you know, they fought back towards the end there in the second half. But you guys played well with the lead and were able to hold on 54-47.
Yeah, it was a game where we just shot the lights out from the three-point side. It was like 13 for 25. Renee and Tori got us going. Ashton was able to hit a couple. Ellie Freckin was able to hit a couple of towards later. But it was just another game where, you know, somebody got hot early, everybody else caught that energy, the momentum from that, and we just shot the ball with confidence. And we have been working in practice on so many shooting drills and just trying to instill the confidence in all the girls that if you're open, we're a shooting team. Like, shoot the ball with confidence, and they will go in. And that was a night where that mindset and kind of feeling rubbed off on everybody. And then similar to Southwest Christian, we just played some really good defense once we started to put more ball pressure on their guards, and we got things and rotations and rebounds. So all those little things, once you start putting them all together, I think the girls can see, okay, this, if we do this, it'll work. So putting ball pressure on for us with Ashton and Ellie and Renee when they're guarding the people on the perimeter, like, those are things that we have to do. Kind of our identity on the defensive end has to be that. And we got RTR to speed up a little bit, maybe didn't get into their offense as well. And then we were able to box out. They made a run at the end, and we're still with the 2 years now trying to figure out how to play with a lead and how do we handle that in situations. So those are just things that we'll learn even better so that hopefully – 15 to 18 point lead with 5 minutes to go doesn't come down to an 8 point game. So it's a good learning experience, and a lot of stuff continued to work well that night for us.
Yeah, definitely something that comes with the experience, you know, of being a winning ball club. And you know, you the last one here for the recap, you guys had Edgerton on the road. Again, we talked about Southwest Christian being a tough place to play, but also Edgerton High School, you know, tough as well. And you know, they're a very a tough matchup for a lot of teams, you know, with their size and their length. And, you know, looked like a tough offensive night for you guys as they got the win 48-41.
Yeah. Contrast to the two previous games we played, it was almost like everything was two steps slow for us. Offensively, we just held on to the ball too much. We didn't move it as fast as we had against Southwest Christian or RTR. We held on to the ball. There was no movement on that side. And then I think with that happening, everyone got a little tense and tight with their shooting. So we went a long scoring stretch where we didn't score the ball at all. We got some decent looks, we got some okay looks, but we rushed everything. We didn't shoot the ball with the confidence that we did previous games. And then defensively, it was just very tentative. We had to get after them again to put some pressure on. And then we just didn't rotate as well as we had in the previous game. So Edgerton did a lot of great things. They moved the ball, they set some good screens, they got us out of position, and their defense really made us think too much, I think, on the offensive side. So credit to them. They did a lot of good stuff. I think that when we can go back and look at film and talk about practice of what went wrong and what went right and why we didn't play as well in that game compared to the others, we should be able to understand and see that we just played a different style for us, that we don't want to play as much. And I think the girls understand that. And we talked about that at practice the day after with how we just ran the offense. We said, okay, compared to last night, how was this? And they were all like, we did X, Y, and Z today, and we didn't do X, Y, and Z against Edgerton. And I said, exactly. I said, so we have to come with the mindset that we're always going to do X, Y, and Z so that we are getting the best opportunities and looks and stuff like that. So it was a good learning game. We fought back as much as we can with the struggles on scoring. But we just kind of dug ourselves too big of a hole, and Edgerton was able to capitalize on a lot of our mistakes.
Well, you guys, unfortunately, weather-wise, taking some games away from you here the last couple of days and moving them down the road. But, you know, coming up here tomorrow, you guys got a Hills Beaver Creek team at home. It looks like that one's going to be played in Fulda. You know, Hills is a squad that's got a lot of high expectations for this season. You know, on Saturday, looks like a meeting with Tracy Milroy-Ballantyne, a team that you guys know pretty well, facing them last year in the playoffs, and, you know, an opportunity for you guys the next couple of games to, you know, really show what you're made of and you know, have, again, like you said, some more learning experiences for the girls here in the early parts of the season.
Yeah, Hillsborough Creek is going to be one of the top teams in the South, our conference. They're fighting for the section. They're fighting to get to state. So kind of similar to that McCrae game at the beginning of the year, it's a nice early test against a really athletic, a really strong team to see where we're at. Will we have learned some things from that McCrae game and even the Edgerton game where we struggled? Are we able to do ball pressure? Are we able to break the Hills press? Are we able to move things? So that one will be a good test of where we're at. Hopefully we move the ball as well as we have been and we shoot the ball with confidence. And, you know, I think that'll keep us in the game. And then once we kind of get that rolling, hopefully, you know, we're battling the entire time. But a good test for us there. And then, like you said, Saturday, TMB played them in the playoffs last year in a close battle. So kind of getting to see them earlier in the season so we can kind of compare where we are with them as well because it was an 8-9 game last year. So we were kind of neck and neck with them, just a competitive game. But we right now, I think prior to Christmas, we're really focusing on what can we do for ourselves to be better and really focusing on ourselves compared to the other teams yet, because we want to be peaking later in the year than we are earlier in the year. So just kind of, you know, battling, seeing where we need to improve in practice, and then go from there.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on a solid start to the season for the Coyotes. We appreciate you taking the time here. We'll catch up with you again here down the road.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Looking for a fun way to improve your golf game, rain or shine? Come to Bark Indoor Golf, your year-round golfing destination. Open every day, Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1012 Fifth Avenue. Book your tee time easily online at barkindoorgolf.com.
American Family Insurance in Windham and Mountain Lake is looking out for what matters, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, your American Family agent. Please call us at 507-831-1711 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Chance of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Girls Basketball. And Coach, a little bit of a slow start to the season due to some weather issues. Only two games have been played so far for you guys. We'll start here on Tuesday the 2nd. You guys started off the year against Adrian Ellsworth, and you know, that's a group that has some experience from last year. And, you know, they're a pretty solid ball club, and they got the win there 64-41.
Yeah, that was our opener, and I think we just had, fortunately, some of those first-game jitters a little bit. And I thought our girls played really, really, really hard and did what we could, but we just didn't score the ball enough. So, we played well defensively. I thought we kind of got in some pressure that we wanted to, but just too many turnovers, and we didn't shoot the ball well enough. So, proud of the effort that night. Just we got to execute better, and hopefully the shots will fall a little bit better throughout the season.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you guys were able to bounce back that following Friday, taking on Southwest Minnesota Christian at home. You know, they're a group that, you know, has had a lot of history and is a really solid program. And, you know, you guys were able to kind of take advantage of some mistakes from Southwest Christian. A lot of turnovers in the ball game, but second half, you guys able to take care of the ball, force turnovers, you know, a mix of some seniors and some youngsters getting into things, and you guys able to get the win 50-43.
Yeah, that was a good night for us, just a huge night for hopefully our girls' confidence. And like you said, it was kind of a crazy game going back and forth. Both teams turned the ball over like crazy, and Fortunately, we were just able to clean up a little bit in the second half, and I was really proud of it. It was a total team effort for our kids, and just really proud to see how they came together and played that night, and it was a good atmosphere in the gym. So, yeah, it was a fun night. Like you said, in the second half, we were able to clean it up a little bit better, just turn the ball over a little bit less, and I thought we had some good defensive pressure, and that night we were able to get some steals and get out and run and get some layups, so that was good. Like I said, hopefully it just gives our kids some confidence that we can play with anybody.
For sure, Coach, and, you know, we talked about it to start this. I mentioned it, you know, weather being an issue. We're supposed to play Heron Lake last night. That got postponed, and now the next opponent is Thursday, a Westbrook Walnut Grove team coming to town who's got some size, you know, a solid ball group, a ball club, and then a makeup on Friday, you know, against Red Rock Central, and, you know, things really start to pick up. What's kind of your thought process headed into these next couple of games? Obviously, you know, just two games under your belt at this point, but I'm sure looking for some improvements as well.
Yeah, just hopefully the weather will cooperate with us and we can get the games in. And for us, we just need to play and get more experience and play as a group and hopefully get better each and every night out. And we're hoping kind of that we found a little bit of an identity when we played Southwest Christian there on Friday and just kind of let our defense kind of lead the way for us. And hopefully the offense will get better throughout the year. So we think we can get better from what we played on Friday, and just hopefully that keeps on paying off, and we use our practice to our advantage when we can, and just slowly get better, and hopefully that proves on game night, so that we just keep on getting better going forward.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we're excited to be there in Mountain Lake tomorrow night against the Chargers and see the Wolverines back in action. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, Coach, here on the Coach's Show. We'll catch up with you again here soon.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Hammer's Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Wyndham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswyndham.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Dan Klumper of Westbrook Walnut Grove Girls Basketball, and Coach, we'll start here with the little showcase to start the season up in Wabasso. You guys able to get the win to start off the season against Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop 68-36, but then on that Saturday running into a really good McRae team 59-28.
Yeah, that was an interesting weekend, good weekend, productive weekend, even though we came away with a split. GFW, first game of the season for us. I thought we came out ready to play and did a lot of nice things offensively and defensively to get the win to start the season. But yeah, McRae, that's a different beast this year. They got a couple of elite players, some really good like role player type players. So they were tough, but you know, we were ready for the challenge. With about 6 minutes left in the first half, it was only about a 2 or 4 point game. We got in a little foul trouble, had a couple defensive lapses, and just kind of let it get away from us a little bit. And then it's just real challenging to come back against a team like that. So, yeah, I kind of snowballed a little bit, but fought hard in that first half. Well, we fought hard in the whole game, but that's a tough team. You got to play really, really well to hang with them.
Yeah, you know, a tough loss there against McRae, but able to bounce back on Tuesday and, you know, going up a very familiar opponent in Edgerton, you know, on the road. It's a pretty tough place to play, and Edgerton is a little bit of an odd matchup for a lot of squads, but you guys able to get the win there on the road 51-43.
Yeah, that was good for us to get the conference season off with a win to go 1-0 so far in the conference at that point, and we're definitely familiar with Edgerton. We see each other a lot. It seems like we're always seeing each other in the section tournament. We know each other very well. We both know how each other wants to play. And so I was happy with the way we came out on the road against Edgerton and got the victory, made some plays when we needed them. There was a point where there was a scrum late in the second half, the outcome yet to be decided, and there was this scrum. We had a pretty rough offensive possession, and the shot clock was winding down, and Leah Carter somehow dove for the ball and just not sure how exactly, but just found Kendall Jenegas for a three-pointer and then she banked it in at the shot clock buzzer. And so it was just like, sometimes those plays go for you, sometimes they go against you, and we happened to make the plays when we needed to that night.
Yeah, always good to start off the conference season with a win. And then on Friday, you guys, first of another back-to-back, you guys had Murray County Central at home. And, Murray County Central team, the Rebels have some pretty high expectations for this year. And, they started off the year strong and a close one there in Westbrook. But the Rebels getting a win 54-51.
Yeah, MCCs, they're pretty tough. They play hard. They got solid players that play in the paint. They got solid guards. And so, yeah, MCC is definitely a challenge this season. And so, and we knew that going in. We watched them play a little bit at the Wabasso thing. And so we knew we were going to have to play tough and that was going to be a battle the whole way. But, again, when it comes down to a close game like that, like in Edgerton, we made the plays that we needed to make against MCC. When it gets so close like that, it's just a couple plays here and there is what's going to really decide at the end. And they made the plays. We didn't. Had a couple turnovers. We just had too many turnovers for that matter, but at the end there, we had a couple of plays that didn't go our way, and MCC made those plays, and so that was the deciding factor, and they got the win, but, we did some good things, learned things that we can then take away and use when we play them next.
Yeah, Coach, for the second time now this season, already in the young season, you guys playing on a Saturday next game, after a loss, trying to bounce back, and you guys were able to do that, taking down Tracy Milroy Valentin 74-52.
Yep. So I was proud of the girls for that Saturday game, because MCC conference opponent, tough loss Friday night, and then we're back at it Saturday afternoon against a non-conference opponent. And so I was interested to see how we would respond on a short turnaround, and I felt like the girls did a nice job responding with a competitive spirit and getting out there. And I felt like that day, that game, more than any so far, we really just found our shot on offense and found the rhythm. And I think we made 10 threes, got into the 70s. So I felt like the girls responded really well and played a solid game, especially on offense. And then defensively in the second half, pretty much just shut them down. And so, good response by the girls, but, that's the expectation, but it was good to see it.
Absolutely, Coach. And now, looking forward here on Thursday, big matchup on the road, taking on the Wolverines of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey. And then, the following week, back to some more conference play and against Red Rock Central and a really good Hills Beaver Creek team on the way as well. What are some kind of thoughts from you, about what's coming up and some expectations for the Chargers?
Yeah, so some different opponents coming up, because we got Mountain Lake Thursday, like you mentioned, and they're really fast. They got some really fast, aggressive guards who can totally steal it from you, routinely if we let them or if we don't protect the ball. Then Red Rock comes to town. Hills Beaver Creek is super tough this year. They're very athletic. They have high expectations for sure. And then HLOF also next week. They're very solid. So the course of the next four games here, we got battles coming for sure. But we're excited for the opportunity to compete. We know the conference this year is super open, honestly. And it's just going to be a battle night in and night out. And we're excited for the challenge. So as we go into this next chunk of games here before the break, we're really looking to take care of the basketball, get quality shots consistently, and then just defend like crazy. And that's kind of the formula that we're going for. So we've done that a little bit here and there, but we're trying to find that consistent taking care of the basketball, valuing each possession, getting quality shots.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. We're excited to be there in Mountain Lake tomorrow for that matchup between Mountain Lake Area Comfrey and Westbrook Walnut Grove. Coach, thanks for taking the time. We'll catch up with you again here down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
You bet, and we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA. Leading in a better
banking. KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Still got Coach Vogel of Red Rock Central as well as Coach Johnson of Windham to get to here before the end of the Coach's Show. But I want to hop in here and announce the KDOM State Farm Insurance agent Stacy Sano Player of the Week, and it is Westbrook Walnut Grove's Drew Swanson. Drew Swanson with the Player of the Week here on KDOM Radio with his performance against the Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Wolverines in one of their latest matchups that we covered on Hot Country 94.3. So Drew Swanson, the KDOM State Farm Insurance agent Stacy Sano Player of the Week here at KDOM.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Vogel of Red Rock Central Girls Basketball. And, Coach, it's been a rough start to the season, you know, not only on the floor, but, you know, the weather causing some issues to start the year and, you know, some games being postponed and all that stuff. And, you know, we talked before the season, you know, you got a squad that is starting to learn, you know, what they can do as a group. And, you know, last year a little bit of the struggle was scoring the basketball, and you knew coming into this year that was going to be a little bit more of a challenge as well. And, you know, adding insult to injury, you get some injuries early in the year. What's kind of the mindset headed in, you know, to this close to the middle part of the season after a little bit of a rough start?
Yeah. Kind of the same mindset, you know. We're still staying positive throughout everything, working hard, and you know, the last couple of weeks now, it's apparent that we have to score the basketball better. So we've been working hard at that at practice, doing a lot of shooting drills, and you know, just continuing to try to get better and, you know, have a competitive game here or there.
Yeah, it's been you know, you've played some really good competition, but unfortunately, you know, it feels like, you know, at this level and in the conference, in the Red Rock Conference, you know, it's pretty wide open. There's a lot of really good teams, you know, to meet still. And you guys got Southwest Christian, looks like, coming up here on Thursday, you know, a makeup for Mountain Lake Area Comfrey. But an opportunity here these next couple of games to compete and have an opportunity to play some really good basketball.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when you look at the size of the teams that we played so far, they've been taller girls, you know, and one thing that we struggled with is underneath scoring and rebounding a little bit. So hopefully these next two games give us an opportunity to, you know, get back in balance there a little bit and have some success there. But, you know, we're, like you said before, with this kind of screwed up schedule with the weather, we're excited to play at home. This is our first home game, and, you know, we're a month into the season already. So we're definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned a couple of games here. Southwest Minnesota Christian is the game on Thursday, Mountain Lake on Friday, and then the following week, Tuesday, is Westbrook Walnut Grove. And, you know, these are three conference opponents, and, you know, Southwest Christian and Mountain Lake for sure, you know, two teams that, you know, in the past have been juggernauts. Maybe an opportunity, you know, this year to compete and have a chance.
Yeah, it really is kind of crazy this year. You know, when you look at the conference as a whole, like you said earlier, it is pretty strong, and it's maybe heavy for a team or two on the top, but in the middle, it's going to be a lot of back-and-forth games between opponents, and hopefully this is a couple games coming up here where we can be a little more competitive. And, you know, I think Westbrook, they're certainly right in the middle to the top of the conference as well, so you said it right. You know, every night's going to be a challenge, and there's good players on every team, and we just have to adapt to them.
Absolutely, Coach. We're looking forward to a bounce back for Red Rock Central Girls Basketball. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. We'll catch up with you again down the road.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Custom Threads in Worthington for all your custom apparel needs. We offer direct-to-garment printing, embroidery, and laser engraving. That's Custom Threads in Worthington. And online at CustomThreadsMN.com. That's KustomThreadsMN.com.
Hospice of Maury County is the number one choice for 24-hour care and home hospice care since 1987. Your loved one will receive the quality care they deserve and comforting care you expect. For more information, call Maury County Hospice at 507-836-8114. Let us walk this journey with you.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Johnson of Windham Girls Basketball, and Coach, start of the year, a good matchup here at home against Edgerton. They're a little bit of a tough matchup physically. You know, Edgerton's got some girls that like to play some physical basketball. You know, Reese Vandergreen, tall guard who can handle the basketball but also plays solid D. But you guys able to get some good performances from your girls and getting the win 71-46.
Yeah, you know, when you have the Flying Dutchman coming into your gym, you're going to have to be ready to play, and I was really proud of how our girls handled the Flying Dutchman. Good to get off to a good start the year. You know, the Dutchmen are well coached, and they're going to have a good season this year, but proud of how our girls played. Had a good performance from Hayden Sammons, led us with 22 points. Olivia Letcher had 21 off the bench, but overall, great team effort to get the win over the Edgerton Flying Dutchman to start the year.
Big win for you to start off the year there. Adrian Ellsworth then coming to town that Saturday. You know, Saturday games are always a little bit different. There's a little bit of a different vibe, and, a little bit of a different vibe to the game as well. But, you know, you guys in the end able to get the victory and, you know, able to take care of business against the Dragons 73-51.
Yeah, you know, really solid victory. Was proud of how we played, how proud of how balanced we were scoring-wise. We had four different people in double figures. You know, great game from Britta Chetland that day. You know, she had 15 points for us, and she's really been great for us on both sides of the ball, an active defender. But also, she's been really versatile with her scoring. She can shoot from outside, but I really like how she's finished off 2 feet on the inside this year. We had 12 from Anya Nielsen. She got going from behind the arc, and then Olivia Letcher with 10, and Hayden Sammons with 26. And that's a good Adrian team. They were in their subsection championship game last year, so they brought back some key pieces with Cooperus and Lenhoff and some others, and they're going to have a nice year as well. So high quality win at home on a Saturday.
Getting that one against Adrian Ellsworth, and had a week off, you know, the holidays and everything going on at the end of that week that you got to play Worthington at Minnesota West. You know, a little bit odd as that tournament was cut short a little bit due to some weather issues, but you guys able to get the game in, and looked like everything was clicking on all cylinders offensively, getting to win 84-44.
Yeah, I was proud of how we started that game. We played everybody in the first half, and really liked how we got after it defensively, and really proud of our effort. I think we had 11 different people score in that game, so that was really good to see. And we had a big game from Addison Hogan, had 15 for us. Sadie Chetland was in double figures as well with 11. Olivia Letcher had 15 for us, and then Hayden Sammons had 20, and I really like how balanced we've been all year, and like how we were able to get after it. Worthington, they're a young team, but they're just going to continue to get better. They have quite a few eighth graders in the rotation, and they're just going to keep getting better as the year goes along, so we're going to have to be ready to play when we see them on January 6th.
Big win for you there against Worthington, and following it up on Tuesday the 2nd, guys going on the road, taking on Blue Earth, part of a girl-boy doubleheader, but you guys able to take care of business in game one and get to win 73-54.
Yeah, we played a Blue Earth team, they have a new coach this year, and they bring Ella Swanson, she's a 7th grader, onto the roster, but man, they're a completely different team than we saw last year. They sure get after it defensively. They play some tough man-to-man defense, and The full court press man the whole game, and that was a grinded out win for us on the road, and really a good win. And I think that Bloor team is going to win some games this year, and they're so young, they're going to continue to get better as the year goes along, and they got them playing the right way over there. But really proud of our effort. Four different girls, double figures, almost five. We had Hayden Sammons with 16, Olivia Letcher with 21. Andy Nielsen had 11, Sadie Chetlin had 10, and then Britta was almost in double figures with 9. And that was a game. Addison Hogan, she only had 6 points, but she had 19 rebounds and so many second chance points that she creates. And she's such a tough player for us, and super proud of her effort. It's not all about scoring, and she helps us win games for sure with her rebounding ability and her toughness.
All right, Coach, final recap game here last Thursday going up against Cedar Mountain on the road. And Cedar Mountain's a younger team, but they've got a lot of experience and, a lot of good athletes. Aubrey Steffel, one of the key players at that level in the area. And they gave you a run for your money, but they're able to get the win there 79-65.
Yeah, you got to find ways to win games in different ways. And we were down 12 in the first half of that game. Our girls responded. We switched up our defense and were able to create some turnovers, and we battled through some foul trouble. And we had Britta Chetland and Olivia Letcher both had 4 fouls early in the second half, and able to overcome that. And proud of how they played. Neither of them fouled out, and really a high-quality road win against a team that's going to win a lot of games and be in the mix in Section 2A, and give Sleepy Eye St. Mary's a run for their money, because, boy, Aubrey Steffel, she's a really special player. She had 28 against us last Thursday night. But, proud of how our girls played. We were balanced again. We had 24 from Hayden Sammons. Olivia Letcher had 9. Andy Nielsen and Addison Hogan each had 13. And then big night from our junior Sadie Chetland had 17, and really proud of our effort, and really high quality win against a really well coached and good team in Cedar Mountain.
All right, Coach. And now, looking ahead, we know you're all about the one game at a time mentality, focused on St. James coming up on Friday as part of a girl-boy doubleheader. But, a very exciting time of the year is, Saturday we'll be able to head on up to the Target Center, take on Laverne in a girl-boy doubleheader there. Following week, you got Fairmont and Jackson County Central. So really, these next 4 games is an opportunity for you guys to really figure out who you are as a team this year, and, some really tough competition here coming up in the next 7 to 8 days.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely some tough games coming up, but all the focus right now is on St. James, and they're a really tough team. They have the Swanson twins that are seniors, the 2 Malmgrens in the starting lineup, and just an assortment of weapons over there. And Coach Callis has coached in the state tournament before, and they're going to be really well coached, and they're going to be a really tough team. And we're going to have to come ready on Friday night, because we're going to have our hands full with the St. James Saints. We're really going to have to play well to give ourselves a chance to win.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we're excited to be there Friday and Saturday for those events. Appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll catch up with you again here down the road.
Thanks for your coverage, Zach. Go Eagles.
And that's Coach Johnson of Wyndham Girls Basketball here on the Coach's Show on KDOM. KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. That's going to do it for our Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Looking at the schedule for the rest of the week, tomorrow night we will be over in Mountain Lake for that girls basketball matchup. We'll see the Chargers for the first time this year, while Mountain Lake Area Comfrey girls will get a second look at them after their win against Southwest Christian. We'll have them at home against Westbrook Walnut Grove tomorrow night. Then on Friday, as you heard talking with Coach Johnson, it'll be a girl-boy doubleheader between the Wyndham Eagles and the St. James Saints. We'll have both of those games for you. Girls starting at 6 o'clock on Hot Country 94.3. And again, Saturday will be up at the Target Center as the Windham Eagles will take on Laverne in a girl-boy doubleheader Saturday afternoon on Hot Country 94.3. Should be a lot of fun, kids getting to play on the Target Center court where the Timberwolves and the Lynx play professional basketball. So, should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time the rest of the week here on KDOM Radio over on Hot Country 94.3, online at WindhamRadio.com and the Hot Country 94.3 app. It's been the Coach's Show. Congratulations, Drew Swanson, the State Farm Insurance agent, Stacy Sano, Player of the Week. Now to Gopher Basketball pregame on KDOM Radio.